Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the solution. The only way you become part of the solution is to pay attention, is to get involved and just simply pay attention. So I know it's all everybody's been talking about is the coronavirus, and I don't want to turn into a coronavirus. I really don't want to 24/7. But the problem, to a big degree, is that there's so much information flying around, right? And you know, so tonight I'm listening to even the Fox News people that are making me crazy now. Right? They're talking about this unemployment rate. It's been the lowest ever recorded since the Great Depression, and there were so many, you know, there's so many more people now on unemployment. We have so many more people in the country. How about you go with percentages? Wouldn't that be really cool? It's the same thing they do with gun violence and other things. When they talk about gun violence here in this country being like out of control, and they give you this is how many people were shot by guns. Well, how many people do we have? And when you look at those other countries, go by percentages, we drop like to 60 or 70 as far as violence goes, but they don't want you to know that. Right? And then the fact that yours truly, and others, but yours truly, have been telling you from day one, this doesn't add up. These numbers are wrong. They're not giving us... what do we find out? We find out that many of the deaths, right, because they haven't done autopsies, but many of the deaths, we come to find out, they've classified as a corona death, even though they don't know for sure. How does that work? Right? This doctor, let me see if I can get his name up here. Minnesota doctor. He blasted the ridiculous CDC, his words, not mine, right? He said he blasted a ridiculous CDC coronavirus death count guidelines. His name is Dr. Scott Jensen. He's from Minnesota. He's a family physician who's also a Republican state senator. He told Laura Ingraham that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the guidelines that they told us to use for doctors to certify whether a patient has died of coronavirus, he said they're ridiculous and they're very misleading. Host Laura Ingraham read Jensen the guidelines. In cases where a definite diagnosis of COVID cannot be made, but can be suspected, right? You're supposed to count those as a COVID-19 death. I'm sorry. Probable or presumed? Are we serious? In response, Jensen told Laura Ingraham, the CDC's death certificate manual tells physicians to focus on precision and specificity, but the coronavirus death certificate's guidance runs completely counter that. So the way they're told to do it, the way they're taught to do it, the way they're told to do it, now they're saying, what is going on? Right? You have to stop and think, why would they do that? Why would they play so fast and loose with this? You know, it's in we got, I don't know how true this is, so I'm not going to beat it to death. But the Chinese, they may not have been lying to us when they told us how many people died of the coronavirus. We've been getting reports that people were being killed in the masses, and I say killed because they were still alive when they were put into furnaces, crematoriums. You could hear people screaming, they said. Right? Well, they didn't die from the coronavirus. They died from flames. I mean, it's just crazy. We get on the case of others for misreporting, misrepresentation. And you see it here in this country. They're being told to lie, in essence. Now, I would like to say to those doctors, not too many of them are listening, I would like to say to those doctors, look, go with your conscience. Go with what you know to be truth. Be people of integrity. Do not put down that somebody died from COVID-19 when you know they didn't, or you can't be sure they did. The idea that we're going to allow people to massage in, you know, this sort of a game, the numbers, and because we're going to undermine the public trust. And right now we see politicians doing things that aren't necessarily motivated on fact or science, for that matter. And people's trust in politicians, this is already wearing thin. Jensen gave a hypothetical example of a patient who died while suffering from influenza. If the patient was elderly and had symptoms like fever and cough a few days before passing away, he would have listed, under normal circumstances, respiratory arrest as the cause of death. But under the new circumstances, he has to list it as COVID-19. What kind of sense does that make? Jensen then told Laura that under the CDC guidelines, a patient who died after being hit by a bus, if they tested positive for coronavirus, would also be listed as dying from coronavirus, no matter what it was. And he's not being funny. I've heard this all over that interweb thing. I've seen it all over the interweb. Jensen also reacted to Dr. Anthony Fauci's response to a question about the potential for the number of coronavirus deaths being padded, in which the NIAID director described the prevalence of conspiracy theories during challenging times in public health just reprehensible. Well, they're not really conspiracy theories. You're telling them this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute. Representative Bill Post joins me after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I haven't had this guy on in a while, and it's not because I don't want him on. He's just very, very busy man. He used to be a talk show host, and he was easy to get on there because nobody ever wants to talk to us anyway most of the time. But now he's a state representative in Oregon, and I used to have so much fun with him. But, man, when you're a legislator, times are tight. So, Bill, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
All right. First, I have to say right off the bat, so that I'm fair to your listeners, I stiffed you a month or so ago. And I know you're too kind to say that, but I was literally sitting in an undisclosed location and completely forgot to call you. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I'm a very forgiving guy, and the check cleared, so we're good. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well. So, Los Angeles County, that's a great place to live,
I know,
isn't it?
Right? So, but you're up in Oregon, beautiful country, you know, and we're on several stations up in Oregon, and I appreciate the listening audience up there as well. But, you know, we haven't heard much about Oregon. It seems like you've been flying under the radar. You're not having the rampant runaway COVID virus issues that everybody else seems to be having. Enlighten us. What are you guys doing that we're not down here?
Well, frankly, I mean, outside of Portland, you don't really have any great urban areas. Portland's... if you just count Portland itself, not the metro area, you know, it's 500,000 or so. Eugene would maybe be the next biggest town at 250,000. So we're spread out. I mean, we're a humongous state, and right. We're spread out. It's very rural. So I don't think that's – I think that's why we're not having the hot spots, so to speak, like you're seeing in some of the big, huge areas around the rest of the country. And, yes, we did start the not the lockdown. I forget what you call it now. It's been called so many different things, but the stay-home shelter.
Shelter in place.
Yeah, shelter in place. Thank you. The governor put that into play on March 23rd. But what's fascinating is the flattening of the curve was starting about 4 days before that in Oregon on March 19th. And by the way, we're now on day 21 of flattening the curve, where it's literally flat.
Right.
I can give you the latest numbers, as a matter of fact. The total COVID-19 cases, this is from the Oregon Health Authority, is 1,321, deaths, 44. Now, let me break that down a little bit, the deaths, because this is fascinating. In the district that I represent, two people died yesterday, which is horrible. But let me give you the details. One was 90, one was 94, and both had underlying conditions.
Wow.
But that's reported as COVID-19 deaths.
Oh, yeah. I just, in my first segment, I did that. I went down a doctor to speak, not one, but many have been complaining, but this doctor specifically went down what they were told they had to call COVID deaths. And it's wrong. It skews the numbers. It gets people even more concerned. And I don't know what the problem is with them not allowing just to tell the truth. Tell us the truth and let us figure it out. And yours truly has been screaming from day one that these numbers don't make sense, that this is not the runaway virus like the Hong Kong flu was and others during our lifetime. And something else is going on here, but that's just my personal opinion. Any thoughts?
I know. I look at that. The old radio show guy in me wants to put on the tinfoil hat, and it's not even really a tinfoil hat.
No.
It's not that much of a stretch to wonder some things. But the state representative in me that has to be a statesman says, oh, no, this is a pandemic and we must stop it now. I don't know. I'm somewhere in between those two right now because, look, we're destroying the economy of Oregon right now. Much like I believe California and Washington are doing, no bars, no restaurants, very little shopping, very little, you can't go anywhere. You can't go to the park. You know, Oregon has incredible beaches and parks and great places to go. We can't go. You can't go outside. It was 76 degrees today in Oregon.
Wow.
And we couldn't go anywhere. I mean, what's better than going outside?
Oh, no, I agree with you. And what's the biggest industry in Oregon?
Well, it was timber.
Well, wait a minute. You're out there alone with the trees. What's the big deal?
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm 6 feet away from that tree.
No.
There's an environmental group, Oregon Wild, that's going wild right now because Oregon did sell some timber, made some timber sales, on some of the state lands, and they're going bananas because of the social distancing. People can't come to have a public hearing on the sale. And so they want the sales to fall through, which we're hurting economically now already because of this issue. Now we're going to hurt even more because we can't sell the timber. The Oregon is insane. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, but listen, the government will take care of you, Bill. Don't worry about it. You know, stay home until they get things figured out. You know, they made this mess, so they're going to help you out, and they're going to pay you, and they're going to make sure that you have enough money for food, and they're going to keep the landlords from you know, evicting you. They're going to keep the mortgage companies from foreclosing on you. That way, there everybody will be fat, dumb, and happy. The problem is, what are they paying you with? If nobody's working, they're not paying taxes. If you're not buying at the store, you're not paying taxes. You know, you got stores closing. This is going to be a nightmare.
It is. We're crushing the economy of, and I can only speak for Oregon right now, we're crushing the economy of Oregon. We're destroying it. And what's really sad is that our governor won't put any sort of metrics on when is this over. The latest she said yesterday when she made her announcement that she was closing school for the rest of the year, the latest was indefinitely. Bars and restaurants, indefinitely. Well, what does that mean? And then on top of that, the original order, executive order that she wrote on March 23rd, actually has, and now part of this is rulemaking, legislative rulemaking, government rulemaking. The rulemakers put 180 days on everything. So it actually says 9/30/2020, this is ending. Now, people were freaking out at first saying, you're really going to go till 9 September 30th? Well, the rulemakers say they have to do that so that you won't go beyond that, but you could stop short. But I'm, again, tinfoil hat says September 30th? Really?
Yeah, I am. We've been doing the numbers every day on the show. We've been talking about the spread every day on the show. What's going on with different diseases, even worldwide up to this year. The regular virus, you're hearing the quote-unquote experts say this is worse than the regular virus. And when you look at the numbers, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I didn't get out of the sixth grade properly. The numbers don't match. But we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. I've got a representative from Oregon, Bill Post, on with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can go opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to get informed. Do not spew party line. Makes me nuts, even for my own party, all right? Because half the time, they've got an agenda, and it may not always be the right one. So make sure you have information before you speak. I mean, seriously. Anyway, a guy that's after my own heart, I always tell you guys, you need to be out there. You need to be involved. And I won't say politics, but you need to be involved in the community. If that means running for office for school board, water board, dog catcher, city council member, or, state assembly member, state representative, whatever it is, you need to find a place that you think you can do some damage, but hopefully you won't do any damage. Do some good and run for that office and get people behind you and make a difference. That's the big deal. You need to make a difference. Bill Post joins me from the Oregon House of Representatives. I guess you have Area 25. Is that what? District 25. Excuse me.
Yeah, House District 25.
All right.
It's interesting of what you just said. Gee, I was just going to come back and say, being in the super minority 38-22 and having to resort to the ultimate nuclear weapon this last year. I'm sure you heard about the Oregon Senate Republicans and House Republicans walked out of the session and we went and hit. I hid in a state nearby you, not far away. We had to because they were going to pass this cap and trade bill, which would completely destroy the state forever. And so we ran. Well, what's interesting was last summer I was in Hawaii on vacation with my wife, and I don't know if you know how bad it is in Hawaii party-wise, but let me put it this way. I was the only Republican state representative in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I was the only Republican legislator in Hawaii. They're down to zero now. They had one senator who was a Republican who changed his party to Democrat because he got tired of being by himself.
Oh, my God.
So Oregon's not quite that bad, but it's bad.
But you've got the same thing. Look at, I tell people all the time on the show, if you want to see what Democrat rule would be all about, come to California. Okay? Where we had governor just before this thing went down, he just stole $5 billion from the transportation fund after swearing if we gave him the tax money, if we gave him the law and voted on it, that he wouldn't do that. He would actually fix the roads, the dams, and that kind of stuff, and he didn't do it. He took that money. He's using it for illegals. He's using it for abortions at college campuses up and down the state. So again, we've been lied to. You know, they like to tout the fact that the fifth biggest economy in the country, and you go, wait a minute, stop. You also have more debt than any three states put together. You would never be able to pay this debt. And again, we passed AB 5 here, where they now you can't. What is it? Independent contractors, right? A lot of these were women that have kids, single women with kids, that were picking up a few extra bucks to help feed the family, and they did away with that. I mean, this is a nightmare state, and they have total control. They have the supermajority up there. You've got the same problem,
well,
don't you?
It's the same organ, yeah. We have a Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general, Democrat treasurer. We have kind of, sort of, a Republican secretary of state because our true Republican secretary of state died of brain cancer a year ago.
Wow.
So his replacement, because of the way our state works, is a Republican has to replace it. But she was a deal was made. She could not run for election. So she's done at the end of this year. So that's it. It's all Democrat. The Supreme Court were all appointed by Democrat governors because we haven't had a Republican governor since 1982. So this state is in complete control. I'll give you an idea of some of the bills we killed by walking out. It wasn't just cap and trade, which, by the way, cap and trade, I know you guys have had it in California for several years. I drove through California in February, and I saw orange everywhere. Orange, smoky sky everywhere I drove. I drove down 99 through Bakersfield, Fresno, Merced, and all that stuff. And I said, I came back to Oregon. I looked at my beautiful blue skies and then the rain, and I said, and we need to do what they did? But no, here was a bill that they were going to pass. They were going to, I can't believe this, they were going to make it illegal for a business to do cash only.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to I'm hearing more and more states are trying to get away from the money, from the dollars. They want to keep it all electronic. I would imagine that's so they can track it better. You know, because you got to get every little nickel of that tax dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this state is insane. And so you started off by saying we don't tell the party line, but I have to here because, you know, for instance, today I was involved with our House Republican Caucus leadership on a call with every candidate that's running for the Oregon House, even some that were primarying each other. We had them all on one conference call. It was just to encourage them and cheer them on and say, you're running at the worst time in U.S. history, perhaps, to run a race. You can't go knock on doors. You can't do a gathering. You can't do fundraising. Good luck. I hope you have a good Facebook page, because that's really all you have left. And so we were doing that today, and I thought, these people are really brave people to take on the Democrat machine in Oregon, where the union money keeps pouring in, because guess what? State workers are all at home, but they're still working and getting paid and paying their dues, and the dues go straight to the Democrats. Republicans don't. We don't have that kind of flow.
But, Bill, here's what I don't get. We have this issue in California. People complain about the roads. They complain, you know, even in Silicon Valley. You know, you've got a lot of people there that are Republicans, and they keep voting these Democrats in, and they keep getting taxed, and then taxed, and then taxed on the tax. We have highway taxes. They're talking about doing a mileage tax here at one particular point in time. It's getting out of control. And then they're talking about repealing Prop 13, which I don't know if you're familiar with it. But it's
one
that, okay, so they're talking about repealing that, and they're being sneaky about it. They want to do it for commercial properties first and then do it for residential properties. People are going to lose their homes all over the place. You have older folks, because they're going to reassess the property. You have older folks that have been paying pretty much nothing in taxes for years, and all of a sudden it's going to, triple, quadruple on them? This is craziness.
I don't want us to sound like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino, get off my lawn, but I'm going to try to outdo you. So Oregon does not have a sales tax, that at least on paper. We just passed in 2019 a commercial activity tax. If your company grosses, not net, grosses $1 million or more, which is Bob's Food and Deli down the road.
That's
$1 million dollars is nothing for gross, right? If you gross $1 million or more, you're getting hit with a $150 tax plus 0.57% of that gross. Now, I have a car dealer friend who said this is going to cost him $279,000 a year. Now, do you think he's going to pay that? Of course not. You're going to pay $400 more for Dodge. So we just passed a sales tax without going to the voters.
Oh, that ought to make them happy. I got to see how that works out. You think that'll help? You think that'll help the Republican cause?
I'm hoping it will. I really do. They called it the Student Success Act because all $3 billion of it over the next biennium, 2 years, is supposed to go to schools, of which we found out that 25% of it actually, when we stood on the House floor and said, this better not go to the general fund, 25% is going into the general fund, the big sucking hole that is the general fund.
We have, listen, they do that all the time in California. It's like it's for the kids, it's for education, it's for safe education. That's what they, in trying to repeal Prop 13, they called it the Safe Education Bill for our kids because they said more money would go to the schools. We don't need more money to the schools in essence. What we need to do is use the money that we get, A, wisely, okay, and B, equally across the board. And it's not what happens right now. LAUSD and, you know, these big school districts all across the country, LAUSD sucks those funds dry, and then they go back for more, and they go back for more, and they go back for more. It's never ending. You know, I mean,
yeah.
We've got districts, I'm sure you have them in Oregon, they do a great job at education, educating the kids, and they don't get top dollar for those kids, right?
Right. Yeah. We, as a legislature, we have raised the K-12 budget. I don't remember off the top of my head. Just since I've been in office 5 years, it's somewhere between 11 and 14%. And then we're kicking in another $3 billion over the next 2 years through this commercial activity tax. And I will say this. They're having a hard time collecting the commercial activity tax right now because there's no commercial activity going on in Oregon.
Well, it's the same thing here. You know, the governor told everybody they had to stay at home. Oh, there goes your gas tax, buddy. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is hilarious what he's been able to do. And he's more of a dictator than he is a governor. And his approval ratings are in a tank. And he'll win. If he were to run again, he could win again. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, Bill. We're coming right back.
All right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds.
So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Hey, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I have the pleasure of having Bill Post on the line with me. He's an Oregon House of, with the Oregon House of Representatives in District 25. And Oregon's not in the news that much because, you know, got all this other stuff going on. But you have said, first off, Bill, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not taking the beating that some of these other states are taking. Now, you said earlier because, you know, you're pretty sparse and you're pretty spread out, what have you, which is probably very true. But again, I mean, I don't see, and I realize that you have to you have to maintain, I'll put it that way, but I'm still looking at all these numbers. And I'm saying, if you know, if the health departments would actually come together and be honest and look at this, we didn't shut down this country for that Ebola outbreak. We didn't shut down the country, go back to the 70s, for the Hong Kong flu. I mean, I can hit every one of these things that have happened that are really causing more problems today than we've ever seen before. And I just wish they, again, I said it to you earlier, I wish they would just be brutally honest with us. Tell us what's going on. The seasonal flu is at the end of March. 125,000 people died from the normal flu. Now, I look at that and think, malaria? Really? I thought it was pretty much gone, but 230,000 people died from that. HIV/AIDS is still up at 400,000, which, again, we don't hear much about that anymore. Why aren't we pouring all kinds of money and shutting certain places down for that? We've got issues with smoking. Alcohol, my God. Alcohol consumption. There's 600,000 people have died from alcohol poisoning. In a science class, this is a non-number.
Yep.
So, again, I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot, but I'm sitting here saying, where are the health departments on this? Why aren't they all over this other stuff?
The thing that has boggled my mind is the hospitalizations. You know, we're being shown on, and I don't watch a lot of TV news, I really don't, but occasionally I'll catch it, and it shows the overflowing hospitals and emergency rooms in New York City or wherever, and then the Oregon news media will report the same here, in essence. And yet, I'll read it right here. Available non-ICU beds in Oregon, 2,237. Where are the people in the beds? Where are all the people in the hospitals? How many COVID-19 patients on ventilators? 64. How many ventilators available? 794. Now, where? And then it says cumulative COVID-19 hospitalizations. Cumulative, 326. Where are all these people?
Wow.
That's straight from the Oregon Health Authority's website. That's not me making it up or the Oregon House Republicans. It's the state. This is what they're reporting.
Are you in line with you know, President Trump has been saying all along, and I agree with him, and not because he's President Trump and he's my guy or anything like that, but I've always been a states' rights guy. And he's saying, look, it's not for us to go, stormtrooping into these states and say, this is how you're going to apply this. This is how you're going to do this. This is how you're going to treat people when they come in with the virus. He said, I'm looking for the states to tell me what they need based on their people, based on what's going on in their state. Do you agree with that line of thinking?
Yeah, I do. But I'll tell you, Oregon is in a unique place in that we have a governor and attorney general who are absolute radicals. And I believe the last count I saw, there was at least 17 lawsuits against the Trump administration by that pair. And so, look, Oregon is the last state on the earth that Donald Trump is going to give any money to. But yet they keep saying we're suing you because of this and that and the other things. So, with the states' rights, I don't know. I think he would probably love to just roll in here and take over. I would love for that to happen. Bring some common sense back.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, and again, I'd like us to maintain. I'm going to be a real force to reckon with here soon because I've been listening to these constitutional classes and they're not, hey, here's what the Constitution says, so this is what you need to fight for. They're going through the Constitution. They're saying, okay, in this article, in this section, James Monroe said this. This is what he saw this as meaning. And we've gotten away from that. And our legislatures in the state and at the federal level think that they could pass laws to change the Constitution, to go above and beyond the Constitution, and that's what it's all about. When in reality, we already know this, but the laws need to be within the framework of the Constitution, not changing it, or some believe they're bettering the Constitution. I mean, the most abused one is the Commerce Clause. It's just crazy.
Well, Joey, it's interesting you bring this up, and let me touch on this Constitution question for just a moment. I get emails all day, every day, from my good right-wing type friends that are where I'm at, who are saying, Governor Brown is doing unconstitutional this, unconstitutional that. You should do something. And I'm asking you a rhetorical question that I ask them. What would you have me do? Do you want me to use the little zip tie handcuffs or the metal handcuffs? Do I pull a gun? How do I arrest her? What do I do when the attorney general is her best friend and a radical Democrat and the Supreme Court is Democrat? And what do I do? What do you want? Yes, I know it's unconstitutional. What would you have me do? and they can't answer. Because what can you do?
Hey, I'm with you. I get it. Look, it, you know I'm on a school board. Most of my listeners know I'm on a school board, too, and I get the same thing. They'll send me an email and say, you can't do this. That's unconstitutional. That's not right. And you go, wait a minute. I'm being told, not only by the governor of the state, but I'm being told by the state legislature and the Board of Education, the State Board of Education, this is what we have to do. I can't go against. I could vote against it. Not going to change anything. It still has to be carried out. The way you change that, you ready for this? You're going to love this. You get rid of those Democrats in Sacramento, and you get people in there that got two brain cells to rub together. That's how you change it. And I don't know what it's like in Oregon, but here in California, the majority of the cities and the towns, the school boards, city councils, they're run by Republicans, the majority. We can't make the jump to the state level. We get stopped in our tracks somehow. Do you have the same kind of issue?
Kind of similar. You know, for instance, the county that I live in, all three county, it's a partisan county commissioner board, and all three are Republicans. And yet, it's Salem, the capital of Oregon. The representatives are Democrats. The senator is a Democrat. I don't live in Salem. I'm in a suburb of Salem in Kaiser, and it's very staunch Republican. And most of the city councilors are pretty Republican. So yes and no. It kind of depends on what part of the state you're in. You're in Portland, forget about it. You're in Eugene, forget about it. But the rest of the state is, you know, we call Kate Brown six county Kate for a reason, because she won six counties out of 36. But five of them are in Portland.
Yeah, big city. It's the same thing that would happen with the presidency if we went to the popular vote. I tell people all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody would have to stay
home.
And
we passed that, by the way.
What's that?
The state legislature, we passed that.
Oh, I know.
National Popular Vote Compact, we passed that. Oh,
I think that's going to get challenged at the Supreme Court level. I hope it does. You know, and they're going to find out that it is unconstitutional. It's the way our founding fathers set it up for a reason. Yeah, anyhow, but you...
Yeah, but for fun. One of my monumental speeches on the House floor was looking around at all my Democrat colleagues and saying, I can't wait when Trump wins the popular vote and you have to hand it to the delegates when he does not win in Oregon.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm with you. That's great, because I think he is gonna rake it up this time around. I think people are seeing what's going on. I joke sometimes that we give people way too much credit, but I really do see that the Democrats have overstepped and overreached several times. I don't care if the unemployment rate goes to 20%, as long as Trump is cranking away to turn this thing around, they're going to give him another 4 years. This is kind of my personal opinion. But I'm concerned at the state levels, because more and more of these states are going Democrat, and they're seeing the same problems we see in California, Texas. I mean, the Dems are pounding on Texas big time to take it over, and that would be a nightmare if they got control of that state, don't you think?
Yeah, it sure would.
You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Oregon is, from a voter standpoint, are they a major majority Democrat, or...?
Well, it's fascinating. We just got the numbers from registration in March. There are about, I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm going to try to do this from memory. Just shy of 800,000 registered Democrats, about 720,000 registered Republicans, but just short of 800,000 non-affiliated voters, because you know we have what's called motor voter. When you go to get your driver's license or change or do anything, you're automatically registered as a non-affiliated voter. So we have this massive block of nearly 900,000 voters that are not affiliated with anybody. And 20% of them vote. So 80% of them don't vote, and we can't reach them because they're people that aren't going to vote. They're like the kids that I know in the neighborhood. I'm registered to vote, Mr. Post? Yeah, you are. I didn't know that.
God bless.
So, yes, it's a Democrat majority, but because of the concentration of the six counties.
Oh, this is sad. You know what? You've got to try to pass a bill that requires that they take a Constitution class and pass it before they can get out of high school. Anyway, Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate
your
time with me tonight. All right, people, next hour, smorgasbord of crazy stories. We're not letting them go. God bless. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.